The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Family Sanity with your host, Dr. Brian Stress. When you or a loved one are facing life's challenges, this hour could be your lifeline to understanding and improving your relationships. No matter your age, there is something here for you. Now, here is Dr. Brian Stress.
Welcome to Family Sanity. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Stress, with special co-host Cynthia Kent. Thanks for joining us today, and happy holidays to everybody. On the show today is also going to be pharmacist Ted Regalia and Mark Mall, who's a counselor as well as expert nutrition. Today's topic is dementia. So this could actually probably be 3-5 shows. It's something that affects many people, unfortunately, as we get older. But we'll talk about that later. If you have any questions or comments about dementia or any other topic that is pertinent, please call our show at 1-866-472-5792. That is 1-866-472-5792. Or if you'd rather not be on the podcast and you have access to email, you can also email your questions or comments to familysanity@drstressassociates.com. That's familysanity@drstressassociates.com. So once again, our topic today is dementia. Have you ever thought that you, a friend, or relative are experiencing memory loss or other cognitive difficulties? Each person's capacity to remember information is different based on a variety of factors. A certain degree of memory loss or other cognitive difficulties can be expected as we get older. However, significant memory loss and or the loss of other brain function may be a sign of dementia. The most common dementia is Alzheimer's disease. Research suggests that if a person does truly have dementia, 60 to 80% of the dementias will be Alzheimer's. What we'll talk about today is where do cognitive difficulties come from? Are you at risk? How is it diagnosed? Are there treatments to decrease the chances of developing dementia? And how do you maintain sanity as a caregiver of someone with dementia or cognitive difficulties? So with that being said, dementia is really it's a broad term that describes cognitive functioning declines. The way I think about it is, when you think about the brain, think of the brain kind of like a car. There's certain parts of the car that do certain things. The radiator keeps the car cool. When you turn the key, that makes the starter go. Things of that nature. The brain also has similar functions based on what part of the brain we're talking about, and those functions can decline as we get older, especially if we experience something called dementia, and we'll talk about other types of dementia. So some of the signs of somebody who may have dementia, and I think it should be really important to note here that the research that I continue to read about dementia is that it's generally not diagnosed for 10 to 12 years after the person starts to have cognitive difficulties. That's 10 to 12 years where a medical doctor or somebody else actually diagnoses the cognitive declines as something that is pertinent and has a course, unfortunately. So some of the signs of dementia is memory loss. A sign of memory loss may be somebody asking questions repeatedly, forgetting about answers that have been provided to them. And it should be noted that as we get older, some of the normal declines in our cognitive ability is that maybe our memory isn't as sharp as it was when we were younger, and or our speed of processing, how fast we think, can decrease. Yet, hopefully, with experience and or what I like to call it wisdom, we can make up for those memory problems or memory declines things of that nature. So once again, so in order to qualify for a dementia type of diagnosis, the first symptom has to be significant memory loss. And once again, this can be presented as somebody continuing to ask the same questions repeatedly, forgetting about answers that have been provided to them, changes in a person's memory. One of my professional roles is that I actually test the brain's functioning. Basically, one way to think about that is if you go to buy a car, you want to look at the car and buy it. That would be x-rays and neuroimaging, where the medical doctor takes certain neurological imagings of the brain, and sometimes that can be very helpful. What I do as a psychologist is we have certain tests that actually check out different areas of the brain, such as the areas right behind the frontal lobes, right behind the eyes, the occipital lobes, and the straight behind the back of the brain towards the back of the head, the Broca's area, which is the Wernicke's areas, where are the areas of the brain where our vocabulary is stored and our ability to understand language. So other signs of or difficulties that may suggest a person may be experiencing some cognitive decline or possibly dementia is difficulty completing a familiar task. For example, making a drink or cooking a meal but forgetting and leaving it there. It's one of the most difficult problems that can occur with people with dementia is they will start cooking something in a frying pan